New report released on last Friday from the Institute for Financial Studies highlights that the restraint of government's pay has made emerging pressure of recruitment in public sectors. The author, Jonathan Crabb, a senior research economist from Institute for Financial Studies, have given some explanations for this issue.
During the 2010 to 2015 Parliament, the coalition government did two main things towards the public sector workforce. It decreased the number of people working for it. It made budget cuts, which led to fewer people being employed, partly due to redundancies and partly due to hiring freezes. So this was a part of implementing the spending cuts package. The other thing that they did is that they put in a series of public sector pay restraint policies, which froze pay for a while and then only increased it by 1% each year. Again, that was partly because there'd been an increase in public sector pay during the recession period itself, and partly to help departments save money. So there's now evidence emerging of difficulties in recruiting and retaining the type of workers that certain public sector employers need to deliver their public services, in particular in the National Health Service.
Sasha Pierce, the head of health from Unison Eastern Region, worries about that this issue might lead to shortage of nurses in National Health Service.
The NHS at the moment has a £2.5 billion black hole in its finances. The government is trying to get the NHS to cut as much as it possibly can to save money, but given the nature of the NHS and the fact that there is no control over the numbers of patients that want to come and be treated in the NHS, that kind of cut is very difficult to find, because, you know, if you've got a sick person in front of you, you need to treat them, and that costs money. So around the staffing issue, since the Conservatives came in 2015, they cut the number of nurse training places. We're now training 19% fewer nurses in the UK than we did before the Tories came in 2010. So that means there are fewer nurses coming into the NHS. In fact, if you look at it, the figures are that only 60% of the nurses that we train in the UK end up working in the NHS, because pay in the NHS for our nurses is now so poor.
And how do people actually work in public sectors think of that? The reporter has interviewed one of the nurses from NHS to share her feelings about the wages.
So my name's Rachel Emberson, and I work as a nursing sister at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital.
So as a member of a public sector, are you satisfied with your wages?
Well, as a senior nurse with many years of experience, I would say that I'm actually poorly paid for my work.
What's your friends and your colleagues think about it?
I think equally my colleagues as professionals and as healthcare workers are not as well paid as they deserve. I think for me personally, I'm given a lot of responsibility. I have over 45 nurses that I am responsible for. I'm also responsible for the running of the outpatients department that sees over 100,000 patients a year. And to be paid £40,000 a year, I don't feel is adequate. I think for my level of responsibility, my level of experience and knowledge, that it should be higher than that.
And if the hospital or the government didn't raise the wages for you, have you ever think about leave the public sectors?
I have considered it, but yes. I would never want to work for the private sector. I'm very much pro NHS. I love the NHS, and the nurses that I work with have stuck with the NHS and do not want to consider working for the private sector. Sometimes people will work overtime or work on our nurse bank to try and supplement their salaries.
Since the general election is still in processing, there's a pledge made from the Labour which says that NHS staff will get higher pay and there will be no tuition fees for student nurses and midwives under a Labour government. If Labour do make its promising come true, it may be welcomed by all NHS staffs. However, the Conservatives said Labour's nonsensical economic policies would put the health service at risk. We are looking forward to a better plan for this issue.